The fallout continues from the Fukushima disaster in Japan, and it's threatening the nation's huge fishing industry and beyond. The greatest single radioactive contamination of the ocean in history has some frightening consequences. A lot of Japan's catch is withheld from sale and instead examined by scientists, and contamination is even turning up thousands of kilometres away. North Asia correspondent Mark Willissey.
It's 4 a.m. and Akira Kaya leaves the safety of port, steering his fishing boat east towards the blood red of the dawn horizon. For decades, the Fukushima fisherman earned his living from the sea. But then came the tsunami and the nuclear meltdowns it triggered just up the coast. Of course I am angry with the nuclear plant operator TEPCO, Akira Kaya tells me. It's because I am a fisherman and I've lost all my income. Everything, he says. As Akira Kaya lowers his trawling nets, he explains how he used to haul in magnificent catches of octopus, horse mackerel and flatfish. And today again, a decent catch spills from his nets onto the deck. But none of these fish will ever make it to market. Here, just 20 kilometres out to sea from the shattered remains of the Fukushima nuclear plant, nothing can be sold to the public. These fish are samples to be sent for testing to measure radiation contamination, Akira Kaya says. Radioactive contamination isn't just a problem for Fukushima. Last month, 15 bluefin tuna were caught off the coast of San Diego in the western United States. They were found to contain, albeit low levels, of radioactive cesium-134 and 137. The latter has a half-life of 30 years. But in the waters of Fukushima, some of the fish have been found to be dangerously contaminated. Last week, the boats went 40 kilometres out from the nuclear plant for sample fishing, says fishing cooperative spokesman Takashi Nitsuma. Just under a third of the fish were above the contamination safety level, he tells me. Back from his foray to within 20 kilometres of the nuclear plant, Akira Kaya unloads his catch, but he won't see a single yen from it. I think it's impossible for Fukushima's fishing industry to recover in my lifetime, he tells me. Even if we do get back on our feet, who's going to buy our fish, he asks, with a shrug. A few days after our expedition off Fukushima, the results of our haul come in. About a quarter of the catch has radiation levels exceeding the safe limit, with one fish 16 times over the limit. More bad news for Akira Kaya and his fellow Fukushima fishermen. This is Mark Willissey in Fukushima for AM.